Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey. He visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome back once again to Al Porter. Man in the Street, Chapter 6, Verse 42. Looking at these numbers like the 216. 209-216-820-216-804. So with that being said, let's start this very fast to say that M period, A period, N period is an acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News, blogtalkradio.com. And also for those who went there and you see the EMAXX radio, you can use that same number of 646-478-0944 to call in. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one. You get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, notebook, desktop, smartphone for any info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, which is very important, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can stay silent and go back on hold. If you change your mind, press 1 to call back. Now, let me give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, debuting, Emax, The Image. Number 9, debuting or re-debuting, Live from the Garage. Number 8, Ricky Rich, re-debut. Number 7, Big Jump from Black Odyssey. Number 6, just yesterday, the episode number 300 at the Cultivation Theater of Spitboxes. Number five, debuting, of course, HJS and Maria. They had a wedding ceremony. More on that later. Number four, Big Jump for Black House Sounds, the open mic. More on that later on. Number three, the debut, Black Wealth, Eric Magnus, Kingsman, Symposium the past Saturday. Number two, moving up, the Truth Commission, Testimonies, Franklin Church, which was held. They had a free lunch and breakfast. Anita Tobin was there. Quite a few others. Public was speaking out about all sorts of issues, which was nice. And then moving up that Black community outreach, more on that in just a little while. I want to say, before I do anything else, that we had the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings. They're held on Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling off of Ivanhoe, 44110 between East 152nd, St. Clair intersection, and Euclid. You could take the 1 or the 37 or the number 28 bus. I also want to let people know if they want to send in material, they can always send it in to emaxradio@gmail.com. And you can check out the voiceofradio.com show. That's Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. And before I do anything else and go and take that phone caller, I just want to at least pull out the 14-foot stepladder, because it's under investigation for this soapbox. Nathaniel Savage, a.k.a. Cleveland's Guitar Slim, passed away about two Saturdays ago at the age of 82. Husband, father, grandfather, great-grandfather. He was honored earlier this year by the Cleveland Blues Society. He passed while performing at the V Lounge on Cleveland's southeast side, performing with Earl the Pearl, the Blues Posse Band, before collapsing to the floor. Now, Guitar Slim passed away because it took the ambulance 30 minutes to get to him. Well, the city says it's only 15 minutes, but witnesses said that Guitar Slim's daughters, two of them, came to the bar from another place after they got the call that he fell out, and they began to conduct CPR on the legend. Yep, 30 minutes. I do want to say Harley Boy of Z107.9, I won't call it Swine because of the situation, but Harley Boy from Z107.9 is his nephew. So you can go to YouTube and look up Guitar Slim, Cascade Lounge, C-A-S-C-A-D-E Lounge, or Brief Applause, the Guitar Slim. We will say that is a documentary about him. I'm going to go to 21804 first. 216804, how you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. What's going on with you?
Oh, what's going on? I would like to thank you, Ms. Donna Brown, and the Inner City Republican Movement for bringing the Honorable Mary Taylor, who is the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Ohio, to the Glenville Library the past Saturday. It was a beautiful ceremony, and continue to do the good work and let the people know that everything went along well.
Thank you very much. And please hold a line, and I appreciate the phone call. And with you're welcome. And with that being said, it was held where we were fortunate enough to bring in the Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor to just take questions. It was basically a nice talk. She was pounded by the community, though, rightfully so, on her support of the Trump tax plan and the state school funding formula. There was Ward 9's Councilman Kevin Conwell, Ward 10 candidate Eugene Miller, judicial candidate Mike Selinsky, Ward 12 candidate Shalira Taylor, Reverend Pinckney, Dr. Richard Montgomery, Downside Entertainment, Black Man's Army, BBCI, Black on Black Crime Inc. Man in the Streets did the welcome. Camilla Prince came from D.C. and is the Republican National Committee National Chair for Voter Outreach. Channel 5, Giles Photography and Event Planning, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, WRE's Doreen Burtz was media on hand. Mama Porter did some poetry, and if you wonder why I fight to bring candidates out to the people, well, if you get the right ones in office, damn, I don't have to do a protest. I'm just saying. Anyway, I just want to stop before I do anything else, and I want to just say that I thank people who call in. Before I go to the 216-209 phone number, just give me a little bit of time, maybe 2.5 minutes, and then after I go to the 216-209, I've got to go to the 216-820. Anyway, this is a 12-foot step ladder for the soapbox, because, you know, last week was Wednesday, I believe. Thousands were going to see the Tribes game versus the Yankees. Yep, and former Cavs member Kyrie Irving, you know, he left himself. He wasn't traded. He left. But anyway, he's with the Celtics now on his own, and he said to a group of reporters, "Boston, I'm driving in thinking I'm really playing in a real-life sports city." Now, Cavs coach Tyronn Lue jokingly responded, "Oh, I thought he was talking about Cleveland. The whole time I'm happy here." Now, okay, Kyrie's a grown man, so he could do anything he wants to do. All right, but 3 years with no LeBron, I don't think we did anything in the playoffs. Could even spell it. Now, 3 years with LeBron, 3 finals. Now, Pippen, Scottie Pippen, Bulls, Chicago Bulls. 3 years with Michael Jordan, 3 NBA finals. No Jordan, no finals. Jordan comes back, playoffs in the first year, followed by 3 more finals. Now, Pippen wasn't Jordan, but he was the best Scottie Pippen he could be to win rings. He didn't hate on Jordan because the end result is to win rings. I got to talk to Mr. Powers, because Mr. Powers would understand where I'm going with that, this next statement, because in the WWE, they have a statement. If you're not trying to win a title, a belt, then what in the hell are you here for? Now, if playing with LeBron guarantees a ring, then why in the world would you, during your summer, you know, Cavs off season, join Stephon Curry and making fun of LeBron at an NBA player's wedding? Wait. When Kyrie left, he basically said he ain't want to be in LeBron's shadow. Now, here's a lesson. If you ain't want to be in his shadow, or if you wanted to have your own mind, Kyrie should have spoke more for himself. Example, Art McCoy is the founder of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. He's been there for years. He does a lot of stuff that was better than me. What'd I do? I had to do things to be my own man, use my own voice. Instead of saying, hey, Art's doing this, that, and other, I had to become my own Art, become my own Sheriff Kilroy. You know, Suave and I started up Spitboxes with a few others. Did GMS Hood Famous DVD together. Suave, cold freestyler and songwriter. Instead of me Kyrie and Suave, I like that new term. No, anyway, instead of me Kyrie and Suave, I became my own LeBron. Started writing better songs, working with people, listening to good beats and making some better decisions. Shakespeare and I left the GMS brand, but we ain't Kyrie Suave. We had to become our own LeBron, be our own man. We still work with Suave here and there, but it's a little bit different. Now, Ronnie B worked with Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop, GMS Hood Famous. But wait, instead of Kyrie and us, Ronnie B became his own man, moved out to Twinsburg, started his own 1008 Vision brand, still became the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Ambassador, brought Cleveland artists out to Twinsburg, comes out to the workshop and open mic of Black House Sounds. He's been there a couple of times. A lot of Cleveland activities without asking for money. Think about it. He had his own brand, did his thing. Black House Sounds, Joe producing, engineer lyrics, Mr. Powers lyrics, show host, Bang lyricist, family man, Mr. Melligrand, the advisor, web man, Sheriff Kilroy, radio, activist, bunch of LeBrons, no Kyries. And if you want to put this in a postscript, biblically, Judas was a Kyrie to Jesus LeBron. Done. I'm going to go here and see what's going on with the 216-209. Probably Kyrie Irving calling to Kyrie me. Anyway, 216-209, you're on live. What's on your mind, man?
This is definitely not Kyrie Irving. I wanted to say that first and foremost because,
okay, that's cool.
You know,
that's cool.
As a man, as a man, I'm going to say this first. Only little boys run around and say comments after, you know what I'm saying? Only little boys trade on your own teammates and go laugh with the enemy. So, you know, that's stuff that boys do. You know, a real man will speak up like JR did when Dwayne Wade and they asked JR, is he comfortable with playing backup? He said, no, I'm not comfortable with it. I'll do it for the team. Now, that's a man. That's what a man says. You know, he let it be known right there, right in the beginning. So I don't want to get away from the point of why I called in. This is John from Black Odyssey, for all those who don't know. You know, I want to just give a little shout-out to All-American Shoe Shines inside the Nine Hotel. So if you need tennis shoes clean, that's only $5. If you need a shoe shine, that's only $7. If you need your Tim's or any other suede product clean, that's $10. So you can come and see me inside the Nine Hotel. Black Odyssey Films has another project that will be dropping in the next few days or so. It'll be another video from Goldie, and it's called Curtain Close, a really, really good song by Goldie. It's a personal song. It's about his mom, and it's going to be a really good video. Y'all check that out. Black Odyssey is getting ready to shoot like 3 or 4 more videos, and then probably at the beginning of this year, we will drop another video for ourselves. You just got to give us time. We booked up with a whole lot of video work and a whole lot of art that we're coming with and some we're coming back with. So y'all stay tuned for that. Man, there's so much I can run down to you, but I'm going to go ahead and give that contact for all those who's patiently waiting for it. You can go to YouTube, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Get Right Music and That Piss. Type in BLAQODESSY, just like that. And you'll see everything that comes up from Black Odyssey, from the videos that we have our own and the ones that we shot for others. Even commercials and other events we've hosted. It's all on our YouTube channel. Oh, and before I go, I got a question for you, Al.
I'm ready.
Did you hear about what Larry Flint posts $10 million for anyone who turns in Trump's tax return?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
you,
man.
You know somebody's going to collect on it.
I know somebody's going to collect on that very, very soon. So, you know, we may be seeing a lot of things that we can't explain and it looks funny, but just know it's a lot of things and a lot of prayers being worked on for the greater forces of good. So for all those who are doing positive things, please keep it positive. Shout out to Black House Sounds because they always do. Shout out to Suave Gotti and all those who are affiliated with Suave and Eric Wilson. And another special shout out to Goldie because he puts it down. He's ambitious and he does, and he's a man of his word. So I just want to shout out to him, Key Cash, K-Wall, Max Spit, Donald Wallace, everybody that we work with.
Oh, yeah.
Genuine people. So just thank y'all. And I want to just thank everybody who's tuned in as well. And thank you, Al, because you helped lead the way a very good program and a very good black-on-black crime. You lead that well, so and others can learn from that as well. So thank you.
I appreciate that, and definitely feel free to hold a line, man.
I sure will.
No problem. And as I leave off of this particular subject, I will be getting to that 216-820-216-703-216-702. I just want to let people know real quick that if you choose, you can Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., or go to the website of blackonblackcleveland.com. There's also OPN Radio, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. There is also Mondays, the Roundtable Radio from 1-800-214-6186. I believe that's like 6 p.m. And then that Joseph Motley Jr. period on Facebook or Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. And the reason that I'm going to that is because this is a quick 12-foot stepladder. You wonder, what does that have to do with anything for this soapbox? I just want to put out there that Euclid Mayor Kirsten Gale fired Officer Michael Amiot on the past Friday on the vicious MMA UFC-style beating of motorist Richard Hubbard III for allegedly resisting arrest. But the Facebook video, dashcam video, showed Officer Amiot punching Hubbard several times while he was on the ground on his back. Now, Mayor Gale said her office received several complaints and let him go for violating department rules such as conduct unbecoming of an officer. He was originally suspended for 15 days and removed from SWAT. Then Mayor Gale suspended him for 30 more days. So what helped change this? I would like to say groups like Black Lives Matter, Indivisible Cleveland, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Inner City Republican Movement, the NAACP Cleveland Chapter, NAACP Cuyahoga County, the sit-ins, the protests, the checking the charter, getting into politics, the stuff you say that doesn't work, well, creator willing, it does if you team together. I had a great talk with Damian Parker, who's been one of the heads of that as well. But I just wanted to say that, for those who don't know, that Joseph Motley Jr., you can go to that on YouTube, All Lives Matter. All Lives Matter deals with that subject in earnest. Yep, Black House Sound, been there, done that. Let me go to the 216-820 phone number. They're probably mad because I've been mentioning too much Black House Sounds. Let's see what's on your mind. 216-820, how you doing out there?
All right. And why would you think that for one split second that I would be upset that you're talking about too much Black House Sound? I tell you why you talk about too much Black House Sound. Because Black House Sound makes real Cleveland
music. Real Cleveland music.
And that is coming from yours truly, Mr. Powers. Now, first and foremost, I want to give shouts out to Black Odyssey. And that last statement that he made about the post that was posted up, that's new to me. And I'm going to go ahead and look into that myself, you know what I'm saying? So thanks for the tip on that, you know what I'm saying, for that.
I feel
you. Big shout out to Black Odyssey on that. But what I want to talk about is what then has happened and what is about to happen. This past Friday night at Friends and Fellowship Bible Church, you know what I'm saying, Black House Sound not only had open mic night, but it was also a birthday celebration. For whom? Mm-hmm. For Mr. Powers, as well as Mr. Milligram, the advisor. Also, you know what I'm saying, Reverend Pickney Butts had stopped by, you know what I'm saying, to pay a visit, you know what I'm saying, to the open mic. But other than that, you know what I'm saying, we had some crazy and great, great performances. Yeah, I seen performance, you know what I'm saying, you had performances by Mr. Powers. You had performances by Sheriff Kilroy. You had Shaw High School's own Dorian Bryant. You had Miss Tammy come on down there and bless us with that beautiful gospel soul of hers. And then you also have the advisor, the birthday boy, one half of the birthday boys, Mr. Milligram up in there, you know what I'm saying, tearing it up and putting it down. And then you had Brother Bang coming through there, you know what I'm saying, to let everybody know that, you know what I'm saying, hey, it's a bird, it's a plane, it is Hurricane Bang, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And they, when he came and when he hit that, came and got on that microphone, that's what he gave him, a straight up bang, you know what I'm saying? Big shots out to him. Also, you know what I'm saying, Black House Sound performed, you know what I'm saying, that hot single Pressure, that you can also go on YouTube at Joseph Motley Jr., you know what I'm saying? Once again, that's Joseph Motley Jr., click the link on YouTube and you will find that out. You know what I'm saying? We also had a praise dance from the lovely Carmen Classy Lee. You also had a performance by Brother Angel Ortiz, you know what I'm saying, who also came through. Silver B even stopped by. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you right
okay.
now, that birthday celebration had a very, very extreme nice entourage, and I was blessed to be there to see that. So what I'm letting everyone know is that if you want to be a part of this event as well as other great events from Black House Sound, all you have to do is show up right there at Chandler Park, 17325, second floor on Euclid Avenue. You know what I'm saying? Come to that second floor. You know what I mean? And then you'll be able to showcase your talents and see some of the best performances. I'll tell you right now, I enjoyed myself, and that is coming to you real soon. And I just got word. Well, I didn't just get word, but I do know the word. And the word is this to each and every one of you listening out there. Black House Sounds Open Mic Night will return October 27th. That's Friday night, October 27th, from 7 to 9 at Friends and Fellowship, down there, 17325 Euclid Avenue, Chandler Park Building, second floor. You can take the stairway or the elevator. It's up to you. But I tell you right now, you're going to have fun. You're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to have refreshments there. You're going to have a lot of good things going. So, hey, just come on out, because I tell you right now, it's not about me. It's about the youth. You know what I'm saying? I learned that from the best, from my little big brother, and who is also my partner, the founder of the company, Joseph Motley Jr. So, you know what I'm saying? As I was saying, before I get off the phone with you guys and go ahead and turn in and get some shut-eye, because I am kind of tired, but I tell you right now, I never felt the enthusiasm that I felt this past Friday night. And then 1 week from this Friday, at the very next open mic night, if all of you got clean music, radio edits, come on out and showcase your talents. I'm telling you, you will be blessed and you will be rewarded. I done seen people get rewarded, and I want people to come on out. And why? Because Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music,
real Cleveland
and
music.
I'm telling you, they really, I tell you right now, they really, really is a really good thing. Really good
Bam.
Thing, you know what I'm saying? Not just for grown folks, but for kids. And if you got kids, please do not call a babysitter. Bring them out.
Okay. Thank you,
know
you so much for that.
Exactly,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we don't need, you know what I'm saying? Because, hey, it's an event for everyone to really, really enjoy.
Thank you, man. You just, you trust me, that positivity, you just helped make the night. I appreciate you, brother.
For sure.
No problem. And definitely happy birthday week to my man, Mr. Powers, Black House Sound's own. I could say that one thing. It's just nice to be able to do that. Before I go to the 216-703 phone number and the 216-702, one thing I want to throw out there is, Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association endorsed mayoral candidate Zach Reed for mayor. And the current city councilman, Zach, said he's pleased with the nomination and he'll work to create the best possible police force. Reed said the endorsement won't take away his ability to work towards a better police force. Now, Tamir Rice's mother, Samaria Rice, and attorney Sabota Chandra started to explain the implications of both civil rights and responsible, bias-free policing. Attorney Chandra, he said, you know, Chandra, work with me, people. If Reed's elected on the anti-reform police union's shoulders, he was like, wait a minute. And Attorney Chandra did say, hey, he's worked with Reed and even Mayor Jackson when the attorney was Cleveland safety director, but now says there's some political moments so dubious, revealing, and consequential that fundamental truths need to be told. These moments strip who a person is. Reed's embrace to the union and Steve Loomis' endorsement after Tamir's death, ignoring the union's bitter opposition, the civil rights enforcement and police reform is such a moment. The public needs to fully grasp Reed's significant conduct. Now, I know that tomorrow, Man in the Streets has been asked to speak at 1303 West 58th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102, right off Detroit Avenue, 4:30 p.m. I'll join with Black Lives Matter and quite a few others at the CPPA headquarters, definitely for the press conference. Now, Consent Decree, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's chair on that, Gary Cantor, points out what's on the CPPA website on what they say to the public. So if you go to the website, the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association does say that, hey, they were formed on July 23rd, 1968, in the Glenville section of the city, where rioting militants murdered three of our own and a fourth officer died years later. Yep, rioting militants. So already, when you look at it, there is that look of, we don't want to get along with nobody. So before I go to the 216-703 phone number and see who that is, I do want to take the time to say that should you choose Melanated Media News on Facebook or YouTube, also, for those who may not know or may not realize, you can go to Facebook for the I Am a Superwoman Radio or Alfred Porter Jr. period on Facebook with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Let's go to that 216-703 and see how you're doing out there. What's going on with you this evening?
Well, what's going on is I'm tuning in and I'm hearing excellent things and a lot of information that a lot of folks need to take in and really think about where they live and what's surrounding them and what's affecting their life. So that's real. Shouts out to Black Odyssey, of course. Other than that, Mr. Powers said everything I wanted to say. So if y'all can come to this open mic, if you can come to this open mic on the 27th, we really will appreciate it. We had a large crowd that came through. People really rocked out. Not just that, like Mr. Power said, it was a lot of food and cake and just a nice festivities. It was even kids playing with drums when we was closing down, and just to see the youth want to mimic what we doing. That's the reason why we doing this. To keep it going, to keep in young folks' mind. Before you go with that friend that's going to go do something stupid, you can think of something to do that's fun. And so if y'all can, for the people that's listening, tune in, not this Friday, but next Friday, the 27th, to our open mic. I really appreciate it. If not, I appreciate that, too, because I know you listening in to Black House Sound, and I know y'all know we make real Cleveland music, so
music.
I'm happy with that as well. Other than that, I also want to say this is one of the best radio stations I ever, like, participated with, because for a good 3 years, you've been going strong, you've been going to visuals, you've been on the news. You've been running the organization. You also a rapper. And your performance lately in the last 2 months, for everybody to know about the sheriff, is dynamite. So y'all need to come out and check out, people. God bless you all. Black House, I'll make real Cleveland music. Joe Legacy, I'm out.
Man, I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, before I go to the 216 702 or the 216-952, I want to take the time and say that this past week was one of the most interesting ones that I didn't expect to be like a part of, but I can see why things happen, because if you don't give credit where credit is due, then you just don't. And so I wanted to go back and say that the past Saturday at the Iglesias Church on West 78th and Detroit Avenue. Man in the Streets ended up playing, you know, music in the church, and just on the disc, because some things didn't happen right. It was like it was supposed to, but hey, you had Harold Stallworth, a.k.a. HJS, and Maria Stallworth. They were wed in a beautiful ceremony. Dignitaries, I guess the guests included Fatty Banks, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man Nuts Army's Art McCoy, Uncle Sam from the band, and I'll say Queen D and Elijah. And the main meal reception was on West 25th and Lorraine Crop Bistro. But I wanted to at least stop and say thank you, because I always say thank you to the Black House Sounds brothers. Or earlier, I might have given thanks to Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, Shakespeare. But right now, I want to say that I have to stop and give a shout-out to HJS. Why? Because God used him to force Sheriff Kilroy to start re-recording in 2011 through 2012's Band from My City with Armor Up and the Cleveland System as singles. He calls me, worked with me to put out the book called A Plain Deal of Years and the soundtrack. Revolution Will Not Be Webcast. Then next thing I know, it was the original Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Mix CD Volume 1 to promote the Hip Hop Workshop featuring Ronnie B's Whatever. All those Good for the Hoods in McCall's parking lot, a Superfly Barbershop, where a couple hundred dollars each time was spent for food, mics provided out of his pocket. HJS didn't ask for a dime, not a dime out of it. I know Ronnie B hosted, artists perform, Black Man's Army soundtrack was done. HJS was behind that in the African History Museum cookout last year. Posters, pop, snacks, T-shirts to promote the workshop. BMA T-shirts, and you wonder why I look at some people stupid when they say people in rap don't give back to the community. And I'm looking at them, I'm looking like, what the heck do you think people like Ronnie B, Black House Sounds, myself do? And if you do, and you love your hood, if you love your community, it shows. You rep the community, you end up giving back. I know HJS, he was the one who did the Donald Walker Brown campaign CD, did a cookout to support an activist, which she was in 2013's campaign. So, you know, you can give back too. Basically speaking, if you have a job and you're doing certain things, you can. So that's one of the reasons why I'm thankful. Feel free to support his T-shirt business like Black Wealth and Fatty Banks have. And, you know, I do support the fact that the brother got married because, hey, Creator made marriage for a lot of different reasons. I'm done. I'm going to see who this is on the 216-952 phone number. They're probably calling to tell me off about even mentioning marriage. Probably some player out there that's getting ready to give me hell. 216-952. I'm ready. How you doing out there?
What's going on, man?
Wait a minute. Is this Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven?
Yes, sir. CEO, owner of 1008 Vision. The sneak attack has begun.
What's new for you, man? What's new for you?
Yeah, man, it's been a while. I'm getting over a cold, so my voice is kind of rough. Bear with me, but, you know, 1008 definitely is branching out, and as you know, we always network with other artists, so shouts out to Blackout Sounds, because, you know, they're my little brothers. That's family right there, you know. So
Right. I got you.
Definitely, so. You know, but it's definitely going to be music. And I'm also letting y'all know, you know, definitely working on some music myself. So you're going to hear some new music in a minute. So it's coming.
Appreciate it. Anything else you want to say? Because I haven't had you on the show for a little while. So I'm going to ask you, man, when you reached out and you branded yourself, you know, you could have done a lot of different things because you've been trying to get out there. Something started in Twinsburg for a while. What caused you to come back to, you know, our area and start building that bridge to bring artists out there to Twinsburg from the Cleveland area?
Well, my thing is, you know, Cleveland definitely is my city. So, you know, I'm born and bred, and that's just, you know, gave me my start. But, you know, now that I've moved into another city, you know, I want to do other things. And plus, it was an untapped market. So sometimes you have to sit back and do different things. I don't like to do the same thing everybody else doing. I like to do different things, be in my own lane. Next is Akron. We're going to take over Akron. So we got some things coming up, and I'm networking and talking with some people right now. So definitely you have to brand. And if you say you love your city, you got to represent your city wherever you go. And I love Ohio as a whole, so there ain't no place I won't go in Ohio.
I feel you, man. I respect that. And is there contact information for the 1008 brand?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you want to get in touch with me, area code 216-952-6811. Or you can go, and if y'all want, I have a lot of people get at me on the email. So email is ronnieb216.rb@gmail.com.
Man,
we definitely
I appreciate
brand it,
you. And I feel you on that. And I just want to say I thank you very much for calling in, brother. And like I say, it was an honor when you said what you did and you thought about the vice presidency of 1008 Vision. And I just want to say, man, that I just appreciate you for not being selfish and for always reaching out. That's what a hip-hop workshop ambassador would be expected to do. So just thanks for setting that example, bro.
Oh, I appreciate you, and thank you so much for everything that you do and all that you do and all your many endeavors, you know. And definitely, we're going to definitely build because we got some other stuff, and also be on the lookout for 1008 Vision short films. That's definitely coming with me and GMS Shakespeare, so that's going to be definitely great.
That's cool. That's cool. So now I got to call out GMS Shakespeare and tell him you got to start dropping some lyrics down for real. There's too much talent going on around us from Black House.
He's actually going to be on the intro. Yeah, he's going to be on the intro to the beginning of the CD. So they got to get ready for it. It's going to be epic.
I feel you, man. Thank you very much for the call, my brother.
You're welcome. Thank you.
No problem. Hey, ain't no problem. And feel free to hold the line because, you know, I've talked too much. Everybody's mad at me. I know you get tired of hearing my voice. So we're going to put on one or two things. We'll start off with Black Odyssey. Be right back.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find way to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why, look, ain't no love in the city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme, gimme. Unto the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, no matter and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, praying,
but
I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious. I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams. On a daily basis, little Chris 19 facing two murder cases with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's foul.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man
will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, yeah. We gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, we gonna keep praying. No matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah. No matter what.
You know, I talked so much earlier. Let's play a song. Went from Black Odyssey. Let's go to Black House Sounds.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman comes in the door. Anything she say, it goes.
But you thought nobody was looking at her.
From head to toe. She says it's nothing like a Cleveland show.
This fine goddess walked through the door. Can't dispute, she beautiful. She traced down with that Louis though. Like them actresses in a movie though. Them wretched ones all in the face. Can't let the bros confuse me though. Like analog, she gave me number, I'm sure to call. I'm making up words like protocol. That girl was protocol. I got that notice off. She got that notice off. I'ma have to vote it off. 1 month, I voted y'all. Sex, money, my motive, y'all. But this diva got her point across. I'm feeling
on everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe. She sing it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back though.
An activist in the streets, just to let you know. I see the diva class walk through the dough. You approach me though, I know you don't mess with scrubs. I'm not B.I.G., I don't need a back rub. Tell them other girls they don't have to act up. Diva walk through the dough, make the others back up. I got the lyrical dishy, like you rap love. It was late night, just tipsy, and not drunk.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe.
Yeah.
She say it's nothing
you
like a Cleveland show.
That's an
the duffel bags being filled back
though. Girl, I split that bill with her. The other dudes don't deal with her. Let me sit down and hit that kill with her. And show you about this trill killer. I can't help but hear you talking. You say it's late at night. You four deep with your girl, but you still gave me the eye like Biggie. Let me whisper in your ear on that Casanova. Then I got her in the telling and she been over. Now I'm about to shock your body. Let me more control it. She can do it with no hands. She's a pro. She knows it.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back though.
She praying that my relationship fall. Cause wanna be that other broad. Knowing well I don't like that junk at all. Going down that barrel of protocol. I ain't even run up in that girl raw. She catching feelings out at the ball. She really gon' have to take a walk. Cause I don't need no woman that's gonna stall. I already gave you what you want. A one night stand is what you want. You want it to be your permanent thing. Well baby, kick the day before. When it comes to the lust, you know it's the least. I just became your ride of beast. I'm my only resort to get like Barry White and practice what a breeze.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back though.
Man, that's some crew music right there. And I want to let people know, if you choose, you can check out the MC Chill Radio Show that's on a Wednesday, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com, or the Art McCoy Radio Show, Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. Chances are the Art McCoy Radio Show, we've either played quite a few artists, if the music was, you know, radio edited, on that show as well. And some of the ones who called in tonight have been all over the quote-unquote Radio 1 airwaves, which is nice to be able to do that. I want to also take the time real quick to say that this is a little bit of a, it's not much, it's only about a minute, but a six-foot step ladder for this soapbox, because Kathy Rae Coleman of ClevelandUrbanNews.com, you know, she was quietly facing jail time on basically trumped-up charge, not correct paperwork, by Judge Charles Patton, 13D. But it was nice that Judge Nancy Russo, she also has Kathy Rae Coleman and is looking at a couple of things. And that particular judge, a different part of it, she basically looked at the people who were with Kathy Coleman today and, you know, she told her, hey, you can go without fear of being arrested. Get your due trial date. Why? Because when you have people from Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Carl Stokes Brigade, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Stop Targeting Ohio's Poor, showing up and basically took over the inside of the floor, just stood around on the 13th and 18th floor. Sometimes things do change. Causes people to think about, you know something, maybe I should play right and do the right thing. Basically speaking, I'm going to take the time, because I'm getting a chance to play just a little bit more music, so I'm going to at least play this a couple of minutes at least from the instrumental, something from Emacs the Image. Be right back after this. image. I have a lot of respect for producers, HJS, others, Dollar Rock, from hanging around a partner of mine. Oh, yeah, I have a lot of respect for Balax, a.k.a. Push Buttons, but watching beats created and crafted from Joseph Motley Jr., that is a skill that cannot be denied. I want to take the time before I do anything else. This will only be a 16-foot step ladder for the soapbox, because for those who missed it, to break down just a little bit that Ohio Governor John Kasich said on yesterday's Meet the Press, the NBC news show, that President Trump's move last week cutting subsidies to health insurers will ultimately hurt people who won't be able to afford coverage. Now, Kasich said Ohio, one of the states that expanded Medicaid coverage under President Obama's 2010 Affordable Care Act. Yeah, it wasn't called Obamacare. But anyway, leading to more than 700,000 Ohioans getting health insurance. But y'all wish Ohio's Kasich was the GOP conservative president in the White House right now. Just saying. Anyway, last week NBC News reported that in July's meeting with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and the president, Rex called Trump a moron for wanting to build our nation's nuclear arsenal by tenfold. Now, in response, Trump tweeted things like, "Network news has become so partisan, distorted, and fake that licenses must be challenged and, if appropriately, revoked. Not fair to public. With all the fake news coming out of NBC and the networks, at what point is it appropriate to challenge their licenses?" End quote. Now, wait a second. Republican Senator Bill Sassy wondered if Trump was recanting his oath of office, saying, "Mr. President, are you tonight recanting the oath you took on January 20th to preserve, protect, and defend the First Amendment?" Well, the National Association of Broadcasters said Trump taking retaliatory action against NBC and other networks violates the Constitution's protection of the press, which was established in the First Amendment. So I guess Adolf Trump, McCarthy Trump, is getting ready to come into pass. November 4th, the Refuse Fascism. You will probably hear something from Sheriff Kilroy at that November 4th workshop that you might not expect. Yep, you can be mean, but keep it clean, and I'm learning how to do that with authority from working with Black House Sounds. So with that being said, you know something? One of my personal favorite songs, if I'm out traveling or what have you, put the earbuds in. If I was driving, once I start driving, I'll probably end up blasting this song a lot. It will probably get me into a lot of trouble, so maybe I shouldn't tell people. That way I won't get a ticket. But this next track right here is just the personal favorite that I like to play at loud frequencies. Black House Sound, CCR 2.
We are. Conscious rap. Have you ever just paused for a moment? You feel like your life is outnumbered. You know what I'm saying? Like your life, you know? Education is helping you do all the right things. You be right to everybody. And it just seems like you keep getting bad luck. Now, some people might say, yeah, if you was doing the right thing, you wouldn't be going through all this bad luck, right? Well, we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people? And then they came and took it. Well, however it goes, it's really been conscious rap. You know what I'm talking about?
I'ma make it really right. Touch your heart and now you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resistance will never put their weapon down. Can't say a lot. In the past, they'll take you out. Remember Marcus Garvey? We return to Africa. They can't starve me. So why is all this hatin', all this R&B? What happened to conscious rap through rapping R&B? Martin Luther King died because of earning. My ancestors speaking to me through a journey. Hey. And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. Better
it's up and through the winter. We talk against each other, close setup.
Throw
the shackles in the chains, never let up. Through all our mistakes, we still get up. You can show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you would be robbing us. And why you keep your secrets? Why you lying to us? I recall episodes, you remember the rules. I never thought my lifetime I'd see it true. Your own people take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the working suit. You believe everything on the news. Just the logo of brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving you.
No
matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. About the ancestors that I ain't never know. They changed our language and all our culture. They gave you Jesus and took you over.
Take over the pyramids in Egypt for newer order.
If they ain't stopped slavery, then they enslaved some more of us. Black said it best to set up the fail. You either selling dope or going to work or jail. Your children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man. And now your child is going gay, man. And now you wanna do something, but it's out of hand. See, y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya.
I ain't listen to old school, I was on the corner.
And when Africa's come to America, we phone it.
We gotta learn to love each other like you left a homie.
I ain't listen.
No matter what
they
say,
they never hurt me.
Politicians only care when you vote for them. This damn Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can't open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than. Ask Bill Cosby, thank for what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life went in vain, now it's over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers need companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Show somebody seen ya, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brothers. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy, I'm here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you rather pull a back though. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
Big business.
No matter what they do,
they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me it's a journey.
Everybody, enjoy your evening. Sending that one out to Danielle, as well as other folks who like the song. Might as well say this goes out to Station Hope. We're fans of the song. Broadview Republicans. Also, Miss Puckett, who does the Man to Man program. Sending that one out to a lot of you all. Black House Sounds makes real Cleveland music. Peace.